I just wanted to flash back through to your time at North American when you were really doing different work than has any of the stuff that you learned there ever applied to anything?
No.
Since then?
No.
In terms of like being around machinery or mechanical things?
I'm not mechanically minded. Nope. It can hardly change a light bulb.
Uh-huh.
That's the reason my finger's off up there. I took it off and can't get it back.
So, how do you feel now looking back at that, having been a war worker and a part of all of that?
Well, I really can't think anything. It's just, it's kind of interesting to look back and think that that I've done it,
mm-hmm.
but when I was doing it, it was no big thing, and really, nobody has made me aware of it until you come along.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, there's been nothing, there was a time, no, I don't even think I put it on applications. I think a couple of times I put it on applications
mm-hmm.
that I had worked at these different places, but after a period of time, after I had gotten my experience in for the requirement, say like 2 years experience, well then it was no need to even give
mm-hmm.
that as a background. So it's never really meant anything.
Mm-hmm. If you were to look back over in your past and there were any things you could change, is there anything you'd change?
Oh, yeah, I think everybody would want to change.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You know how people think, if I had known then what I know now, or if I knew, one of those kind of things, you know, you might would have done things a little differently,
uh-huh.
you know. I probably wouldn't have been so curious about sex. That's one thing that I would have liked to change. I would have liked it if I could have gone to college and had a career
mm-hmm.
before children.
Mm-hmm.
That's I think maybe that might be the only thing that I would want to change, because I never had pictured life without children.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could have just waited till I was a little older, say like gone to college and maybe talked for a while and met somebody with my educational background, you know,
mm-hmm.
like to be a professional person and to be married to a professional person,
mm-hmm.
somebody who could understand me and where I was coming from, and then I could understand them. Instead, you know, an illiterate and then an alcoholic, you know, that just is hard for me to take.
Uh-huh.
And I have met professional men, but they've been married,
uh-huh.
you know,
mm-hmm.
men that I would have thought would have made an ideal mate, but then they had, you know,
right.
already married.
Uh-huh.
This one guy I was going with when before my husband and I divorced, he wasn't exactly a learned man,
mm-hmm.
but he had worked his way up.
Uh-huh.
He had established a real good business where he was making money,
mm-hmm.
and he knew enough where he could talk to business people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he presented a good... He and I got along real well. People thought that, you know, we really were going to get together, because he separated from his wife before I did.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I separated, you know, the people that knew us, they just knew we were going to get together, but it was just the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought in terms of, the things that you've been through in terms of what you pass on to your daughters?
They won't let me pass on too much to them. I passed it on to other people. I've passed more on to other girls. Like, there's a girl at work now,
mm-hmm.
and she just loves to hear me talk, you know, and she thinks it's fantastic that, see, some things I've already told her,
mm-hmm.
she's found out really true.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another girl I met, let's see, I guess about 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and she was having problems and everything, and she liked to talk to me. So we talked now. Last Wednesday was the last. She was supposed to go to the racetrack with us. She's 32 now. Mm-hmm. And she just couldn't believe it, you know, when I tell her, well, no, things don't work out like that. It's going to be this, and it's going to be that. No, how could it be? How could it be? And then she come back, she says, how did you know? How did you know? You know? So I have passed on more information now to other people than my daughters. Now, my youngest daughter, she won't listen to a thing. I'm just totally senile as far as she's concerned. The oldest daughter, she'll listen. She kind of has a mind like mine. See, her birthday is just 2 days from mine. Mm-hmm. And but she wouldn't listen when she was younger. Janice, don't do this and don't do that. Don't marry the baby's father. Don't do this and don't do that. But I wasn't saying it like don't, mm-hmm. you know. I was saying it like, look at it like this, trying to spell it out for her. Oh no, you see, mother, I think you're the meanest, the most selfish dude, you know. Okay, Janice, you know, 2 months after she was married, she said, oh, mother, I sure wish I'd listened to you. She went through a hell of a marriage for 4 years. So then she still wasn't willing to listen too much, but then when she wanted to get married again, I recognized that, you know, wasn't quite the thing. So what I did, I said, okay. I said, you and Michael want to get married. You both work for the county. I said, she says, oh, we're going to do this and do that. I said, you're not going to be able to do all that. You know, I said, look at what you take home and look at what he takes home. And I said, put down so much. I told her to get a pencil and paper. She put down. She says, well, it's no money left. I says, that's right. I said, so if you're going to do it, don't go into it where you're going to have a lot of money. I said, and then, like, you like to spend money. He likes to spend money. I think she's about 22 or something like that. And sure enough, he had bought a car. And I think the next time she saw him, he had bought all kinds of equipment in the car. He borrowed money from the credit union and put all this equipment in the car. So then she could see then, you know, that he was a little bit too young. So, but they don't listen to me. But she's pretty good. Now, she'll be 29 week after next. And she thinks about like I do.
Is there anything that you would have liked to talk about that I didn't ask you or that you
didn't think of? I don't think so.
I don't
think so. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.